I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. The Shumlin administration is hitting the reset button on a massive IT overhaul at the Agency of Human Services. Administration officials say they'll hire an outside consultant to conduct an extensive review of the state of digital affairs. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the assessment could also help determine the fate of Vermont Health Connect.
The reemergence of a customer service backlog on the state's health insurance exchange earlier this month has stoked legislative anxiety about the future of the online marketplace, and it reignited calls for the state to abandon the state-based exchange in favor of a federal version of the program. On Wednesday morning, the House Committee on Healthcare sought advice on how to proceed from an outside consultant. Frank Petras is senior managing partner at Gartner Consulting.
I think it would be a fool's errand to go to the federal facility marketplace or to do something outside this box until you had the information necessary to have confidence that you're making the right investment decision.
Gartner has been hired to provide expert analysis of numerous state exchanges, including Vermont's. Petras says the root causes of the Vermont Health Connect problems are substantial, but he says the state has invested enormous sums in the $200 million program, and he says those investments may yet yield a well-functioning program.
Minimize any further investment into Vermont Health Connect technology as much as you can to remediate it in a way that it can limp along for a little while longer while you do an assessment of what is the best way forward.
Lawrence Miller is the chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration. He says the state plans to conduct the kind of assessment Petras called for as soon as it gets Vermont Health Connect, quote, stabilized.
And then stop, reset, figure out what this path forward, given what we know now is, and so that's why we've cleared the decks for that.
Dorset Republican Patty Comline says the administration's vested interest in seeing Vermont Health Connect succeed makes it a poor choice to oversee the review process. And she says the state needs to stop spending money on exchange studies.
I think we are just totally throwing good money after bad to continue on the path that we're on.
Instead, Comline is pushing for a different tack.
To decide we're done. This is done. The date of death is today, and we're going to move forward with something new. But it has to be fresh people, fresh voices, not people that are ingrained in what we've been doing all along.
But Miller says transitioning to the federal exchange could end up costing the state more than if it sticks with what it's got. And he says the technology in place now, once fine-tuned, has the capacity to streamline and innovate operations across the agency. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.